Judge, Second Amendment does not protect semi-automatic killing machines. By A.W.R. Hawkins on July 26, 2019. U.S. District Judge Josephine Staden, Central District of California, ruled this week the existence of the Second Amendment does not mean semi-automatic killing machines must be legal in California. Staden ruling against semi-automatic rifles with non-fixed magazines came in response to a California Rifle and Pistol Association CRPA, challenge against the state's assault weapons ban. CRPA sought a summary judgment against the assault weapons ban on behalf of plaintiff Stephen Rupp. But Staden rejected the summary judgment request, characterizing semi-automatic rifles with non-fixed magazines as killing machines which are essentially indistinguishable from M16s. Staden's point overlooks the fact that M16s are fully automatic firearms, which can fire a magazine full of bullets per one trigger depression, while R15s are semi-automatic rifles, which fire one round per trigger pull, period. Her position aligned with that California Attorney General Xavier Becerra, who argued that assault rifles may be banned because they are, like the M16, weapons that are most useful in military service, and they are also not in common use for lawful purposes like self-defense. Staden opined that a ban on M16s can stand under scrutiny of District of Columbia v. Heller, 2008, because such guns are outside the scope of the Second Amendment. She then turned to a ban on R15s, saying, "Thus, if a weapon is essentially the same as the M16, it is not protected by the Second Amendment merely because gun manufacturers have given it a different model number and dubbed it a civilian rifle." On July 11, 2019, Breitbart News reported a Florida homeowner used an AR-15 to stop four alleged intruders. He killed two and was shot and wounded by gunfire from the alleged invaders as well. On March 28, 2017, NBC News reported that a homeowner's son used an AR-15 to fend off three alleged intruders, and on May 13, 2014, Breitbart News reported that North Carolina homeowner used an AR-15 to defend himself against a suspect who kicked in the door of his house. Over 9 million R-style rifles were manufactured for U.S. sales during the Obama administration, and ATF Associate Deputy Director Ronald Turk used a 2017 white paper to explain that R-15s are now the go-to gun for hunting, sports shooting, and other interests. The case is Rupp v. Becerra, number 8:17-CV00746 in the U.S. District Court for Central California. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsHawkins. Reach him directly at @HawkinsHawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.